You can go to kabu.fm/Kickstarter right now and help KABU build a city of media makers. Again, that's kabu.fm/Kickstarter.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KABU with news from your community radio station.
That is right. It is 5:45 on a Wednesday, which means it is time once again for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest and importance to those of us here at the station and in the greater listening community. We have with us a more frequent guest than most. Bonnie Haynes, hello. How are you doing?
I've been in the studio a couple times. Just a few.
I'm doing well today. How are you doing?
Good. So I understand that you have something very important to tell us about this Kickstarter that Annette was just referring to.
That's right. And we worked on it on Facebook Live earlier
today. That's right.
Today.
I feel really like we've done this before, Annette.
Where have we
been? I've seen you.
So recently, yes.
It's such a cool thing, though. So it's a great thing to talk about. I can never get tired talking about KABU because KABU is such an important community resource. It's important to our listeners. It's important to the area, to our region, because, well, when people get educated, they can then get activated and they can do positive things to make a difference in their lives and in the world around them. And we can also see that it makes a difference to people's lives when they get involved, to volunteer, to actually grab the mic and speak from their communities, for their communities, playing music that is relevant, sharing information that is useful, that is, again, important, like you do with the evening news every day. And so, to help us do what we do even better, we have a Kickstarter campaign right now, and it is called Help KABU Build a City of Media Makers. And people are like, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you. This is what KABU has been doing for 50 years, and we want to do it more. We want to do it more, and we want to do it better, because people are hungry to create media, to create information, to share information, and create it on various platforms, so that they can spread the word about what needs attention, what needs to be wiped out. You know, when we are talking about structures of oppression, when we're talking about police abuse of authority, when we're talking about issues that the houseless population face, we need to know, we need this vital information, and we need it told to us by the communities that are most affected. That means we need to get the microphone into many hands, and we need to train those folks in how to use the microphone, how to write for the ear, how to also become a presence in digital media through podcasting or through videoing. You know, there are so many options right now that are opening up in the field of media that we can participate in as regular folks from our communities. Again, spreading that message, spreading the word in various means.
And we also have a fundraising goal going on at the same time. We're trying to get to $20,000 with this Kickstarter campaign. And this is new to KABU. Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, we have fundraising drives, the typical fundraising drives. But, Ani, this time we decided to do something that was really different with the Kickstarter campaign.
That's right. You know, because if we don't try something different, who knows what will happen, right?
Right.
And so we decided that we would try to fundraise online, that we would spread the word farther and wider about the important work we do, because, you know, 20 years ago, FM radio was exactly that. You could hear it, you know, within that radio signal, the contour of the FM dial. Now, we are a worldwide presence, mm-hmm. right? And people can benefit from the local expertise, from our volunteers' passions, be it around music scenes or be it around investigative reporting and the legislative effects and impacts of entities like ALEC, for example. You know, everyone can benefit from this information being shared. And so we thought we would go online and we would say, hey, good folks of this planet, you know, please help us build a city of media makers, help keep Portland radical, help keep KBOO doing what we do. And that is, again, we have a free training program. Mm-hmm. So folks that just have passion and interest can get involved with the station without actually knowing anything about producing audio, about writing news copy, about any of these things. And we train them. And our volunteers then train new volunteers. Those volunteers get experience and train new volunteers. And this is a wonderful thing. But we need equipment to do this. We need to keep the lights on here at KBOO. We need to continually research new modes of communication and new media we can take advantage of and participate with, so that, in fact, the folks that are coming in to make media can get their word out through various means. And we're not just stuck to this one 24-hour FM signal. We now have expansive possibilities with podcasting and with many platforms.
And we know KBOO is such an important part of the Portland social fabric. We've been here for 50 years, and it's just provided a voice to the voiceless and so many underserved populations. What are some of the groups that you think have really benefited from KBOO?
Oh my gosh. I mean, who hasn't benefited from KBOO? we have been one of the very first programs for Native American people, Native American community with Indian World. That was John Talley's program, started in the 70s. Mm-hmm. We've had, had a huge presence in the African American community with our Soul Strip, and that was really one of the first places in this area you could actually hear good soul funk music in the 80s. It's what we listened to when I was in high school. Everyone listened to KBOO because, wow, where could you hear this otherwise? We didn't have the luxury of having sound files we could swap, you know, in digital media platforms. No, we were really stuck with the FM dial, and so it was either top 40 or, you know, what? Well, KBOO provided this brilliant alternative and exposed many of us to great music. Mm-hmm. You know, gay, lesbian, bi, trans, queer programming. Also, we've had dedicated programs since the 70s for the LGBTQIA communities. This is super important. Where else, again, can you find this voice on the dial? We have prisoner support programs. We have programs by and for the houseless community. My goodness, you know, there are so many communities that without KBOO really would not have a platform to spread their word and to inform neighbors and inform other communities, to build bridges so that we can be aware of each other's struggles and each other's cultures.
And you've been really active, especially in women's rights issues, particularly with your show. And I just love this title, Positively Revolting. Yes. Is the name of the show that you're involved with. And you must be really excited and proud that show is still continuing and going strong, and you're going to have more guests and more topics coming up.
I am thrilled to say that on this this Friday morning, this was scheduled 2 months ago, and I couldn't imagine a more timely topic or guest. Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz will be on this Friday morning. She is a historian, and she has recently written a book called Loaded. She'll be speaking in Powell's Friday night and coming into the studio to speak with me Friday morning at 8 o'clock. Loaded is a historical account of the Second Amendment, where it came from, what was actually meant by the framers when they said well-regulated militia. Mm-hmm. It's not a pretty story. And that's what we'll be talking about on Friday morning on Positively Revolting.
Oh, wow. I'm really intrigued. I want to tune into that now and find out.
So let's talk.
Spoiler alert, it's about white supremacy.
I bet.
That's so weird. Yeah.
Go fig.
That's unparalleled in U.S. history. So how are we doing towards our goal?
Well, I am really happy to say that we have picked up some momentum this week because I have to, you know, I'll admit, you know, this is a whole new way of raising funds for this community.
Right.
And whereas a lot of folks understand Kickstarter is a way that independent artists and media makers of many different varieties can look for crowdsource funding, our demographic, our really traditional demographic, I must have answered 50, 75 questions the first week. What is this thing called Kickstarter? So I have to use a computer, you know? You know, maybe a lot of our very traditional contributors and members, it's kind of a new concept. But we are sticking with it because we think it's important to keep reaching out and keep expanding. And so now that we've explained it to many, many people, it's catching on, right? And so the word is getting out. It was off to kind of a slow start, but it has picked up a lot of momentum this week, and we just need that momentum to keep going. One of the easiest things you can do, if you value what you hear in the evening news or in any other program on KBOO, one thing you can do right now is go to your social media feeds and share Build a City of Media Makers. Share mm-hmm. KBOO's Kickstarter campaign. Let your friends and family know why KBOO is important to you as a resource. If you're there as a listener, if you participate that way, then let folks know why you listen, why it's worth your time and your ears. If you are a volunteer or a member, then please tell your story. Let people know why KBOO is important to you. Why have you started making media yourself? And then share that message, because what we really want is we want to be able to buy portable field recording kits. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to make sure that the equipment in the studios are working the way that volunteers expect them to work. Kind of throws people when they're just learning something and all of a sudden that piece of equipment is broken. Then they might not know that, right? So we want to make sure that we're giving people opportunities to work with equipment that is functional, that is up to date, and that they can then go out and make important radio and important podcasts to share with the world.
Mm-hmm. And the idea eventually is to have a 24/7 stream, a live stream of content that, and so we're going way beyond just the basic FM signal here. We're
Absolutely.
Talking about exploding into content, into other areas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, at this point, the ability to listen to our signal, our FM signal live, streaming anywhere. That's one signal. And then you can also listen to any of those programs archived or podcasts that have never been on the FM dial but are there to access on our website. But we also want to have a second 24-hour stream, just like you were saying, Annette, so that we can keep this platform open and accessible, and more people can get involved. We used to have to say no to a lot of people with great ideas because, you know, I used to joke around at volunteer orientation, it's really competitive because there's only 24 hours in a day. We can't make more airtime, right?
Well, now we can.
And now we can. Thank goodness for digital media.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So let's get the word out one more time about this Kickstarter campaign.
Right.
Help us make a city of media makers. Again, that's kboo.fm/Kickstarter, and you can find out more about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks for being with us, Ani.
Absolutely.
We look forward to hearing more on the progress of this, and hopefully we look forward to having you come back and letting us know how outstandingly successful it's been and how many more people we've got coming into the fold.
I am super excited about it. We are looking to raise $20,000 by March 9th. Go on and share this information now, kboo.fm/Kickstarter.
And we're also going to be coming back to Facebook Live on March 1st at noon.
Absolutely.
So we'll see you then.
Awesome.
Again. All right.
Thanks both.
Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Community radio is radio for the people, by the people. At KBOO, your neighbors, coworkers, and friends make radio so you can be sure that the issues they bring to you are the issues that matter. We believe strong communities invest in sharing knowledge with each other. Every month, KBOO offers free classes in the art of radio broadcasting so Portland can stay informed. Invest in future media makers and join us on Kickstarter today.
Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. Donate to the campaign and share it with your friends. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Souls, a Celebration Works concert series by Resonance Ensemble on Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Portland. Souls explores the mystical traditions of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity with their common threads of selflessness and compassion. The centerpiece of the concert will be Portland composer Teresa Coons, Where Everything is Music, a cycle of 12 Sufi pieces for choir with soloists. Again, that's Souls, a Celebration Works concert series by Resonance Ensemble on Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 1200 Southwest Alder Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm. On the right-hand side of the homepage, click under Community Events.
KBOO Radio trains media makers. We believe community resilience happens when citizens learn how to make their own media. For the last 50 years, KBOO has trained thousands of citizen journalists to report on what goes on in the streets of Portland and far beyond. We know that with our expertise and your support, we can keep this city activated and aware through radio. Invest in Portland's future media makers and join KBOO on Kickstarter today.
Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. Donate to the campaign and share it with your friends. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland.